This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. South Korea is designating several southeastern provinces hard hit by COVID-19 as special disaster zones. This makes them eligible for financial support and relief. The designation is usually reserved for areas affected by typhoons, floods, and other national disasters. South Korea has over 8,000 coronavirus cases. Australia says all international travelers to the country will have to self-isolate for 14 days, and no cruise ships from foreign ports will be allowed to dock. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the actions are aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19.
We know that the virus cannot be absolutely stopped. Of course not. No one can do that. But we can slow the spread. And we anticipate that will be what our task will be over about the next 6 months. No one can know for certain how long this will run. It could be shorter than that. It could be longer than that. But the measures that we're putting in place as a government is making those types of assumptions, but that is being updated on a daily basis.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says China's experience is a useful gauge for estimating the duration and severity of the outbreak.
China really dramatically did what we call social distancing. They just shut down the country. As they start getting back to normal personal interaction, I hope we don't see the second blip, but it's possible.
France has also announced new restrictions to contain the virus. Officials have already closed major tourist attractions, the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. But starting today, most other places where people gather, restaurants, cinemas, non-essential retail, will be closed as well. For more on the coronavirus, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.